Hi team, welcome to the Kindness, Curiosity and Comfortable Shoes podcast. My name is James McFetridge and this is an ongoing toolkit for all healthcare staff. Whether you are a porter or a paediatrician, a domestic or a driver, clinical or non-clinical, just starting or just finishing your work in healthcare, this podcast aims to give you some useful thoughts about working for this amazing business to get you through your day. Thank you so much for listening. I hope these thoughts are useful and the podcast is fulfilling its purpose as a toolkit for all healthcare workers. So before we start, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please tell other people, tell your co-workers, share what you like about it. Go on, put it in your work WhatsApp group. Go on, do it now, then it's done. And feel free to follow at JMAC Education on Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, Threads, whatever your social media preference is, and you'll get more information related to the podcasts and other JMAC Education updates. Thank you. This episode is all about error, and I'm going to tell you a story about when I was training in emergency medicine many years ago and I missed a fracture. I reviewed an x-ray, didn't see what turned out to be a very clear fracture, and gave the patient advice on the basis that they had no bony injury. The next day they returned to the department and the correct treatment was given for the fracture that was clearly there. And to reassure you, the patient came to no significant harm as a result of this, but understandably put in a complaint about me. That's a story about error that clearly puts me at fault at the centre of this, which in some ways I was. However, at the time, I was pretty upset about how this was handled, because there was so much more to the case than what I've just described. And subsequently, when I have investigated incidents and errors and complaints as a more senior clinician, I've been very clear to make it my duty to understand the whole situation about what's going on. There's a lot more going on than just a failure to interpret an x-ray correctly. So for clarity and full disclosure, I have altered some details about this case to anonymise the patient involved. And obviously at the time, the complaint was fully investigated by the department I was working in. So the more complete story of what happened is this. I was the most senior doctor in the department and indeed in the hospital for managing this type of injury and presentation. It was 11 o'clock at night on a busy Friday night in the emergency department. I'm sure you can guess what that may feel like. The department was full and it was one of those evenings where there were just more and more patients coming in as our workforce was reducing to cover what should have been a more simple night shift. So, given that background, the nurse in triage came to find me, and I was in the middle of managing a few other patients and supervising other doctors, and I was interrupted from this just to give a quick assessment of this patient. And I was told this patient had stumbled off a curb, rolled their ankle, and now couldn't put weight through their leg. And could I organise an x-ray? Which I duly did. It helped that individual. It was one of a few straightforward presentations that we could turn around quite quickly with me going on the information I was given from triage. And just to be clear, ideal practice, I should have examined the patient myself before ordering the x-ray. But you know how it is. You try and help out where you can in a busy situation. Later on, I was told the x-ray had been taken and could I review it because I'd already had an interaction with that patient's pathway through the department. Well, of course, that makes sense. I mean, we could manage and finalise treatment for one more patient. That's a win for everyone. So I looked at the x-ray looking for injuries around the ankle and I could see none. So I went to find the patient with the knowledge in my head that they had a soft tissue injury of their ankle. So I went to a cubicle to assess someone, thinking I knew in my head what I would find before I saw them. Again, not great clinical practice. I had a chat to them. I confirmed that they had a roll off the curb, they didn't have any other injuries. Yes, they were very sore around their ankle, which clearly made examination very difficult. And I gave them advice for their sprained ankle, discharged them and moved on. So the injury they actually had was a calcaneal fracture. That's the big bone that forms the heel and sits just underneath the ankle joint. And usually these injuries are caused by a fall from a height landing directly onto the heel. So just to be clear, the way in which I wasn't as good a doctor as I could have been, I didn't examine them before requesting an x-ray. I didn't look at the x-ray looking for all potential injuries. And I walked into the room with a predetermined understanding of what I thought was going on without looking at all the facts that are available to me. So what mitigating factors are there? Because that's the point of all this, that there were things that I should have done better, absolutely. But also, there are lots of strange things that happened that are often a part of errors if you've been involved in them or if you're involved in investigating them. Really important to understand these. So this is a really unusual injury. It, in inverted commas, shouldn't occur purely by rolling your ankle. It's an unusual mechanism of injury to get this kind of fracture. Clearly, the department was really busy. I was the only senior there. I had a lot of workload on. I had a lot of what we often think of as bandwidth being taken up because I clearly just wasn't managing that patient. I think from recollection of the investigation, there are about 70 or 80 patients in the department at that time, all of whom at any point could have been discussed with me. When I was first asked about that patient, I had an interruption in my flow of work. Not through any maliciousness, but purely trying to help that individual patient and manage that little part of the work that was going on in the department. And also, from my perspective, I was trying to be helpful. I wasn't doing anything malicious, but that meant that I wasn't doing my job properly. And that's a key point where, looking back, I could have altered the path of this, that perhaps in the context of the rest of the department and in the knowledge of what pressures I would have as an individual, when I was asked to quickly request an x-ray, that maybe I should have asked that for a minor injury, they should join the queue and wait their turn. But if I do that, I know, and these kind of things are replicated in all sorts of specialties, but especially in emergency medicine, that adds time to that individual's time in the department because they have to wait for an assessment to then get an x-ray. And this is trying to improve the speed at which people come through a department. So what have I learned from this? Well, as a result, with the specifics of the injury, I look at x-rays in a different way. That was a key moment in my training when I realised I need to alter how I assessed x-rays. I scan them for all potential injuries, not just the ones that I'm expecting on the basis of their presentation. But also, it's not just the way I look at x-rays. I teach lots of people about how to look at x-rays in the context of the emergency department. So when I teach people about x-ray interpretation, I can use this as an example about how easy it is to miss an injury when you're not expecting it to be there based on the information that you have about a patient. I also learned that when I'm interrupted in decision-making, and this is a common problem in all areas of medicine, I pause and make a decision. How necessary is this interruption to completely change my chain of thought, my flow of information that's going into my head? Because if it's not necessary at that time, maybe the correct thing to do is to pause and politely decline to help that specific individual. So that one event over 20 years ago, and since then, I guess I've probably reviewed thousands of x-rays. I've certainly discussed with hundreds of people what I've learned from this, and hopefully to help them learn to avoid making similar errors that I made at that time. But I've also learned in time that being human, that we will make mistakes. That is part and parcel of the way our brains function and the way we work in complex, busy systems. And part of working in any system is there should be something there to help reduce the chance of mistakes. And this is especially true in healthcare. In fact, for this incident, there was one system that kicked in the same time as the patient returned to the department. The next day, there was a call from the X-ray department to ask whether we had reviewed this X-ray, because they had reviewed it, the separate department, the radiology team had reviewed it and determined there was a fracture on there, and they were checking whether we had picked it up. So there is a system to pick up fractures that may have been missed. And that's just one example of a system issue that should try and reduce these errors. And we know these errors occur not just in healthcare, but they have been the root cause of problems, far bigger issues than one individual patient having a delayed diagnosis of a fracture. But issues in the nuclear industry, in the airline industry. And if you want a lighter tale around this kind of area, if it is of interest to you, then there was an Oscar results error a few years ago when, some of you may remember this, when La La Land was mistakenly given the Best Picture Oscar. And there's a great tale that is told in a podcast that I love listening to, Cautionary Tales with Tim Harford. Do look it up. Very interesting tale, and it's a nice podcast to listen to. I'll put the link in the show notes. So having explored one issue for one person with myself, maybe that sparks your interest in what ways you have to help reduce your errors in whatever areas of practice you have in healthcare. What systems are in place where you work that have been put in to reduce error, and are you able to use them, and do you stick to them? And I think the bottom line, as always, that openness and honesty are really valuable assets to have here. I don't think it's wrong to make honest mistakes, but it really is an error, and by far the biggest error is not to learn from them and help other people learn from them too. Thank you for listening today. There are links in the show notes for information that I've referred to in the show. And if you enjoyed the show and want to help the podcast grow and expand, then please support me and the show and head to buymeacoffee.com/jmaceducation. That's buymeacoffee, all one word, .com/jmaceducation, and support the podcast there. Or if you're listening on the podcast website at kccpodcast.buzzsprout.com, click on the heart on the top right of the page, or click on the support the show link in the show notes. It's also really helpful for me if you rate, review, like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever's appropriate on whichever platform you're listening on. Again, it really does help grow the show. Thank you. So please take care of yourselves out there. You are doing a great job. And remember, be kind, be curious, and don't forget your comfortable shoes. Thank you to Shekinah Studio for the music downloaded through Audio Jungle. Thank you to Beth for the artwork and the photo produced through Canva. And thank you to Buzzsprout for hosting the podcast. The Kindness, Curiosity and Comfortable Shoes podcast is a JMAC Education production.